This sermon is going to be number 3, based on a wonderful Bible verse. Let's turn together. 1 Corinthians 13:13. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Are we there? Almost? So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Although this is the third sermon in a series, it is the second in the list, which was?
Hope.
We're going to talk about hope. How would you define hope? Don't all speak up. Something you want badly? Michelle, any ideas?
It's like a faith that almost the thing you're hoping for will happen.
Right. So let's see. My Mac's dictionary. Let's see what it says. See if this helps. A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. He looked through her belongings in the hope of coming across some information. I had high hopes of making the Olympic team. I think one thing's clear with it. Do you hope for something bad? Well, for yourself at least. Yeah. Do you hope for something bad?
No,
not usually. The next thing he says, a person or thing that may help or save somebody, their only hope is surgery. Grounds for believing that something good may happen. He does seem some hope for the future. I think the first and third ones fit my own perception of hope, although I think they both miss something. To me, hope also implies a little doubt, right?
Yeah.
That you hope for something,
but if you know
it's going to happen, it's less hoping than anticipating. But you know it might not happen. There's at least a little bit of doubt mixed in. Now today we're going to create two lists. Things not to hope in and things to hope in. Neither will be exhaustive, but hopefully both will be a bit informative. So let's start with do not put your hope in. So based on verses that I found searching for the word hope in the English Standard Version, the book of Psalms would be a good place to spend a lot of time. So let's start over that direction. Let's turn there for our first example of what not to hope in. And we're going to look at Psalm 62:10. Are we there? Psalm 62:10. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Out of that, can you identify two things you shouldn't put your hope in?
Oppression and robbery.
Basically, crime or money, right? Crime or money. Because it talks about not extortion, not robbery, but it also talks about don't set your heart on money, right? As Christians, hopefully the former is obvious, that a Christian, no person, but a Christian especially, should not put their hope in crime. We shouldn't put our hope in anything sinful, that, for that matter. However, because of our dependence on it to live, we can actually be tempted to put our hope in money. If we could just earn a bit more, then life would be better. Or, wow, imagine how awesome things would be if we just won the lottery. If you think about it, our governments, our state governments, play on that hope, take advantage of that hope, and get people to buy tickets that they know there couldn't be really huge lotto. Is that what the big one is? Lotto, but there couldn't be huge jackpots. if the vast majority of Powerball, if the vast majority of people didn't lose money. It's just like when you go into a casino. You can't have all that ritz and glitz if everybody made out well. We can put hope in money, even though we know from experience that money does not equal happiness. Otherwise, let me ask you this. Why are so many rich people miserable? If money equaled happiness, why are so many rich people miserable? Or why is it no matter how much money, I could say people get, but we get, we always want more? Do not put your hope in crime. Do not put your hope in money. Okay, let's look at the next one. Psalm 33:17. Are we there?
Yep.
The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. What is God telling us not to hope in this time? Do not put your hope in military might. If only the U.S. had the biggest army in the whole wide world, everything would be better. Well, we technically have the biggest army in the whole wide world. But 3,000 people still lost their lives on 9/11. Living in a country that is, or at least was, the greatest military power ever in history, it would be easy to fall for this last false hope, or for that one we just talked about. However, it doesn't change the fact that we never know if we are going to see another day. That even in apparent times of peace, what happens? Well, I mentioned 9/11. Another 9/11 around a corner. Or a drunk driver. Or cancer. Not to mention, trusting in might is foolish, given that who's in charge? God is in charge. Scripture has plenty of cases where a stronger foe is undone because the Almighty has tipped the scales against them. And if the Almighty decides, for instance, for the U.S., that it's time for a change, I don't care how many nukes we have, I don't care how big our tanks are, there will be a change. Your strength is no hope. Our strength is no hope. Do not put your hope in military might. For the next one, we'll leave Psalms and go to the Gospel of John, John 5:39-47. John 5:39-47. And this one you might say, well, this is a bit odd. Why not hope? John 5:39-47. The door keeps moving because of the wind, and I think somebody's coming in. Are we there? You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one and only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your what? Hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Now, I said this was a little weird, but who did the religious leaders in Jesus' day put their hope in?
Elijah.
Well, they talked about Elijah, but what was in that reference?
Moses.
How did that work out? They crucified the Son of God. They put their hope in Moses, And then they crucified the Son of God. And what I meant about being odd is we should trust Moses because he was a man of God. But do we put our hope in Moses? Let's put our hope in Jesus. Do not put your hope in religious leaders, even good ones. Recently, a major Christian apologist I admire was accused of allowing communications with a woman other than his wife to go too far. He denies it, and he may be telling the truth. But how often have we seen big religious leaders fall? Left and right. Even Moses fell, didn't he? When he struck the rock, if you look at Numbers 20, we won't go there, but Numbers 20, 11 through 13. We are unwise to put our hope in any human, even the best of them. We can listen to them, we can support them, but we should not put our hope in them. Do not put your hope in religious leaders, even the good ones. Okay, let's do one more do not put your hope in. This one's from Jeremiah 14:22. Jeremiah 14:22. Jeremiah 14:22. My fingers are not working as well today. All set? Are there any among the false gods of the nations that can bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not he, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for you do all these things. What do you think this one implicitly says you should not put your hope into?
False gods,
you got it. Do not put your hope in false gods. And you know, it could be said that that covers everything we already mentioned, and any other do not put your hope in clause that I could put together. Although, in this case, there were literal false deities. Anything you put your hope in, for all intents and purposes, are false gods too. Don't get me wrong. We're kind of using hope in different ways, right? I hope my car will arrive next Wednesday. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a big difference. If I think my life is suddenly going to get better because of a car, if I put my hope in the car in that way, that's a thank you. I appreciate the stuck-out tongue. That's very good. The drawing of the stuck-out tongue. Nicely. Nicely done. But we do that sometimes, right? If we just get our bills under control, life will be better. If we can just get, so-and-so cleaned up, that kind of stuff. You are putting trust in that or them instead of the Most High, and as such, they are gods to you in one respect or another. And if you are not careful, you will worship them. Do not put your hope in crime. Do not put your hope in money. Do not put your hope in religious leaders, even the very good ones. Do not put your hope in any false gods. Okay, enough of the negative. What should we put our hope in? And I'm sure you all know what the punchline is. Oh, great, now we're just going to add to it. Very good. I'm sure we all know what the punchline is. But humor me a bit, and let's look at some more verses. Let's start with Titus 1, 1 through 2. Titus 1, 1 through 2. The thing about being a minister is it just... all you get is respect. When people know you're a minister, man, that's it. Right, Ma?
Especially the artistic.
Well, no, not on Facebook. Or when you give kids erasable boards. Titus 1, 1 through 2. Are we good? Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. What did Paul hope in? eternal life. Put your hope in eternal life. Okay, let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4:13. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Bless you. I said my fingers just aren't calibrated today. There we go. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. And we've read this verse quite a bit. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who do not have, I'm sorry, others who have no hope. I saved time by not reading verses before this one, but this is the area where Paul talks about how Jesus will return and the dead in Christ will be resurrected. Thus, what this implicitly tells us we should hope in? Put your hope in the resurrection of the righteous. Put your hope in the resurrection of the righteous. Now, as neat as those two hopes are, and there are more that I could list, like God's steadfast love and God's word, just do a search in your electronic Bible for the word hope and see the kind of awesome list that comes up. Those two are clearly more of a byproduct of the thing that we should really put our hope in. That we should put our hope in that is abundantly clear with the many scriptures that reiterate it. But let's look at a couple together. Turning back to Psalms. Psalm 42, 5 through 6. Psalm 42, 5 through 6. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon and Mount Mizar. Excuse me. We could list everything the Bible says we should hope in, but ultimately they flow from one being, the only thing we should hope in, and that is
God.
Right. Put your hope in God. Hoping in anything but God is vanity. Even hoping in eternal life and the resurrection of the righteous makes no sense if you do not hope in God, because if you do not hope in God, you will not have eternal life, and you will not be in the resurrection of the righteous. And that would be a horrible, horrible, horrible state to be in. One more scripture before we wrap up. 1 Timothy 1:1. 1 Timothy 1:1. I don't blame you for getting bored. Okay, 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope. Who is our hope? Christ Jesus. We can put our hope in eternal life. We can put our hope in the resurrection of the righteous. We can put our hope in God because of what Jesus did on the cross. I'll say that again. We can put our hope in eternal life. We can put our hope in the resurrection of the righteous. We can put our hope in God because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Since Jesus is God, saying, put your hope in Jesus, is really no different than saying, put your hope in God. But it's still worth stating, because His sacrifice is the only reason we have any hope in this life at all. Without him, without Jesus, we would have nothing to hope for. So, kids, are you listening? If you get one thing right in life, make it this. Still listening?
Yeah.
Put your hope in Jesus. Okay? Okay.